back with another episode of Shenanigans Podcast.
Now, why would you want to do that? You are so wrong. It's just because I'm like the main attraction does not mean that this is mine. Like, I wouldn't fatal be attraction. Here. Bitch, nah, I ain't no fatal attraction. Now. But like, no, I am.
So, man. You the dick and we the ball?
I get in there, you know, I'm not the running back. I get it down the field, you know what I mean? But like, I wouldn't be where I am today with this podcast if it wasn't for Bryson and BJ. So I would like to say thank you to my Scorpio and my Sagittarians. I appreciate you guys. Like, even though y'all kind of forced you a little bit.
That you did.
I did not put no gun in your head.
Might as well, said I. Well, I won't cook no more.
No more jerky D's.
First of all. I mean, I thank you guys.
You threaten us without giving us food. You know we gonna fold on that.
We, that's our plural, nigga.
You fat.
Semi fat.
There we go again. I think last season we came to the conclusion that we're all fat. Yeah. Anyway, we're back with another episode of BPT. That's BPT, not CPT.
Call it people time.
Oh, yeah.
It's personal time.
I know, right? That's good, too. Don't be stealing his shit.
Go ahead and get that copyright. We only do this when you're ready.
Yeah. First of all, you was a freaking lie. You was a lie because, like, we literally was on hold because you wanted to break. So
there
that
you
was,
go.
Yeah. So, and then we all needed a break. And then I got a promotion and I left. So, like, yeah. Okay. That's what it was. So, like, since the last episode, what have you done differently, BJ? Yeah, same shit. Okay, cool.
Switch my hand when I masturbate.
About time. So you going more with the lefty than the righty?
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Not too shabby.
Still lonely?
A little bit.
I can only imagine.
What about you? You lonely?
Lonely? I am the motherfucking vibe.
Oh, here we go.
First of all, here we is. But not lonely. Not by a long shot, but I since this episode, last episode, I went on a business trip to Chattanooga, met five new female friends or whatnot, well, associates, because we... What was that?
All I did.
I went my stomach because I ain't ate. But we got a group chat. We call ourselves the Fab Five. It's a cute little thing. But, we keep in contact. Like, we send each other inspirational little things in the morning time, little encouragement. And, of course, we all reach out to each other if we need something. They reach out to me and shit. And
must be nice.
Yeah. And then I got another business meeting coming up on this Wednesday coming up.
Ready for
it? See, my manager comes into my office Tuesday. So I'm just going to ask her, what are some things that I can say without getting fired in the meeting? Because I have some things to say.
You got to, like, word professionally.
I am, because I really want to say, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Say that
I,
professional way.
What's wrong with you guys? How about that? Yeah. Okay.
Look, guys.
Listen, this is not what I'm used to, because I'm not used to that. Like, I'm used to a team, and they are all every man for themselves. Like, I get we're all in competition with each other, but we are also a district that's against everybody else. And I get sick and tired of being at the bottom. So, you know, what y'all gonna do? Like, let's get this thing up.
Somebody in your region?
Mm-hmm. It's like 10,097 stores.
Dang.
Yeah.
You gotta be number one.
Ricky Bobby.
First, she last.
And that's the craziest thing, because we had got she sent out a massive message, not last month, but the month before, because we was in second place. And so this one of the managers, she sent out and we had a group check, text, whatever. And she sent it, and it was like, good job, guys, da-da-da-da, this, da-da-da-da. And my dumb ass sent the Ricky Bobby thing. You're not first, you're last. and this is what it is. And like, the other people who knew about the movie, they laughed because they knew what the fuck I was talking about. But she was so clueless. But that's what it is, like... It's cool to be second, because we normally in the bottom. It's like seven in our district. So it was like seven different people. It's 11 stores in each district, but it's seven different regions. So I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all want to be last all the time? But yeah, I just got to figure out a way to word it, like you said, because like, I'm not going for this shit. Like how is like four stores go to the big ass meeting that they have when your store dude's successful? 11, you got 11 stores, four of them went. Why the hell the whole damn district couldn't go?
Right.
All y'all got to do is call and help everybody else. But nobody wants to help anybody.
Just how you game plan ready for Wednesday.
But yeah, I got some stuff to say. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna run it by my manager first, so she won't think see if it's a little bit too rude for them.
Right.
Because I don't think they're ready for me.
That's why I say you gotta sound, make it sound professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try.
Talking your white voice.
Talk like you.
Wow, really?
So what you been up to, Bryson?
I ain't been up to a whole lot of nothing, man. You know, just working and laying low, playing slow, man. You know, took a little step back this year, so it kind of faded me a little bit mentally and stuff. So I just needed to take a step back. I'm getting through it and getting better and stuff. So.
Man, listen. I went to go see Mookie yesterday, and I was like, bitch, I just need a hug. I broke down crying. Listen, y'all, I'm lonely down that motherfucker. It's lonely. Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, it's not like I've never done nothing beside by myself before or whatnot, but it's just, I think it's just the fact that I don't have my kids with me. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? It's just me.
And your Rose.
Yes. She keeps me company all the time.
And Mary Jane.
Those are my bitches. My bitches. But yeah, I think that's why I'm always this motherfucker.
I knew your ass was gonna be coming back.
Man, listen. I keep coming back for one reason.
Dick. No.
I don't have any dick up here. I don't have any dick down there. I have Rose. Rose keeps me fine. I Rose and
so you have no intentions up here?
Wow.
So you now you're being nosy.
I ain't petty.
Stupid shit. But nah, I came up here because I keep hoping that I'm gonna get my CRB, but it's okay.
Look what that.
Well, okay.
Man, don't choke now.
Y'all about to? I was definitely about to. So. How do y'all feel like y'all season's gonna go? Well, I can't say y'all because we're on the same team. But how do you feel like, first of all, let's talk about this. How do you feel like your division's gonna do? Do you think your division's gonna be one of the ones that's gonna be in the playoffs?
They said the same thing about the whole division last year, but at the end of the day, Kansas City gonna run that division.
So you still think y'all gonna be in last?
Either us or Denver. I mean, I feel like it's preseason. We went 2-1 in the preseason. That's preseason. So I don't know.
Who did y'all lose to in the preseason?
I don't know. I can't remember. I just quit watching that guy.
For some reason, I got a text message that says you remember who you lost to.
Why are you being negative? Both of y'all.
First of all, we're just having conversations here.
We're not being negative.
Yeah, you is. You bringing up stuff in the past now. We talking about the upcoming season. Mm. Okay? Upcoming season hasn't started yet.
But we was talking about the preseason because you brought up the preseason game.
Preseason is over.
You said y'all went 2-1.
We went 2-1.
2-1.
Yes. And that's it. We lost. Everybody loses.
Oh, shit. We always lose our preseason game. So when we beat y'all, I just was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
What's the world?
It's preseason. I ain't putting nothing into it.
Mm. So regular season, sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
What you think y'all record will be?
I think we might get about 6 or 7 wins. Because a lot of defense is still suspect. Then we got Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't really put no faith in him.
Yeah.
Even though he knows that system, he can't stay healthy for one. With our rookie quarterback, he played pretty good in the preseason, but it's preseason. So.
Got to give him a chance.
Yeah.
He black or white?
He white.
Hmm.
But he got a cannon on him, so. But it's preseason, so he came out of Purdue. I think he was like a 4th-round pick, but I ain't never heard of him.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Aiden O'Connell.
All right, now, if y'all do something, I'll be trying to get a goddamn jersey.
Nah, it's on the way, but nah.
Mm-hmm. What jersey you gonna get?
It's Charles Wilson jersey.
Okay. So do you plan on going to any games?
I'm gonna look at the schedule and see if there's anything close by, which I don't think it is. But I don't know, we'll see.
Hmm.
About y'all? Y'all got some games coming up y'all gonna try to go to?
Oh, well. If you listen to the last episode, first of all, you're the only person that goes to wrestling matches, concerts, movies. Hell, you could be in a bed watching something and go to sleep on it.
You're not supposed to go to sleep in bed?
You're not supposed to go to sleep at a damn game.
What you supposed to do?
Watch the damn game.
Game was over with.
No, the game was not over with. Your team was losing so bad that you went to sleep.
Why you bringing up stuff in the past?
You just sit up there and just like, I'm just proving a point.
That you're being negative?
I'm not negative. I'm just speaking facts. Like, the people take me being, talking about me speaking facts as negative. And it's not me being negative. It's just me speaking facts and people don't understand how to, don't know how to take it. You're receptive. No, just accept the fact that you sleep.
You're supposed to sleep. Your body needs sleep.
Not at no goddamn movie.
When you work all day.
Then why go to the movies?
It's a quick little nap.
Then you have to go back and watch the movie again.
It'll be on demand somewhere. It'll be on the fire stick.
Yeah.
You full of shit.
I'm just saying, man. That's some of the best sleep I don't have in the damn movie theater.
For real?
Snoring and everything.
I think the only movie I've ever went to sleep on in the movie theater is when Mama took us to go see Malcolm X.
You gonna go to see that man movie?
That long ass movie.
I mean, first of all, it was a good movie after I literally woke up and watched the shit from, you know, like that's a movie that I say, okay, let me go ahead and watch the Malcolm X movie. Cause like it was a good movie. And so that's it's different movies that I go back and watch over or whatnot. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
So how you think y'all season gonna be?
Hopefully it turns out good.
So I know he probably don't listen because he probably don't know anything. But Dakota, if you're listening, just stop talking. Just stop talking, saying what you're gonna do. Just play. I'm praying for a healthy season.
Y'all got Trey Lance now? Y'all might do something.
Really?
I'm saying he was a third pick. He gotta have some type of skill on him. Be drafted that high. You know he came out of a small school. I'm just trying to give y'all some optimism.
First of all, we don't need it coming from a person that has a criminal team.
Wow.
You know.
Michael Irvin.
He's a pothead.
Didn't he get kicked off the NFL Network for... audio on that.
Nope. He got proven that he didn't, and my boy sued him.
I hope he get paid too. Man, listen,
I hope he get every little cent he deserve. Cause like you just don't do shit like that. Like you just don't. But I'm just praying like that the whole NFL has a good healthy season. I hope that it doesn't be too many players that get hurt. Yeah. And if they do get hurt, I pray it's just like a broken finger or something. Like nothing too dramatic where they're like a season ending. Like I don't like. Because this is their fucking job. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I hope that everybody has a good, healthy season. But as far as our team, like, we might get a good 10 wins.
That's playoff potential, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And to win a division team.
But see, that's the whole thing, though. Like, I know we have the potential to make it to the playoffs. It's just the fact that when we get to the playoffs, it's just like, the fuck. And then I get it, because, like, Dak, he's never won a playoff game. Like, well, he has, but, you know, he's never took us as far as he needed to take us to. And I think he got the jitters and shit and this, that, and the third, and he thinking about a bunch of other shit when you should just play.
Right. Focus on the game.
That's it. That's like that's all you can do. But I think we're going to do good. We got some, you know, of course, everybody knows that our defense is immaculate. Like,
I'll pick up some pieces.
Man, you know, Jerry did something right a little bit. Only thing, like I said, we probably ain't gonna really get nothing going until Jerry is with Queen Elizabeth. But other than that,
same thing with us when we had Al Davis.
I mean, goddamn, sit down. You, okay, so why you not out there coaching? You know so much.
Yeah.
The fuck, you got so much to say. Just want to wave a little oil money around that you done turned into cowboy money and made it do. Pay your daughter. That's what you do. You worry about all the cowboy business. Talk about this illegitimate child that you had that you tried to cover up and hush money on. Let's talk about that, Jerry. The fuck?
Everybody does that.
What?
Have an illegitimate child and you got to cover it up with some hush money. I don't done it. Mr. Man don't done it. Jerry Jones don't done it. BJ probably don't done it.
It might. We go to. That's probably why he goes so back and forth to. We probably go over. You got. I got nephew niece over there. Damn it!
You got about three of them.
What? You stupid as shit. But like, yeah, I think we're gonna have a pretty good season or whatnot. And if all else fails, you talking about Trey? But if all else fails, we got Cooper still. So like, I ain't too much worried about it or whatnot. I feel like in the game if Dak is goddamn fucking up, put Coop in. You know what I'm saying? Like, switch that shit up. Like, I understand this is your shit, this is your franchise, you know what I'm saying, blase, blase, but baby, if you ain't getting the job done, you ain't getting the job done. Not to mention that man had you down. Why the fuck your ass was fucked up with your little funky thumb ass? Y'all laughing at, like, I just is like, oh. But I know he went through a lot. I know he going through, lost his mom, his brother committed suicide. And
he lost his mom?
You know his mom died of cancer.
I remember about the brother. I didn't catch the mom one though.
The mom died before, I think before he started playing. Mm-hmm.
I think so. Yeah. What, last season?
No, the very before he got drafted into the NFL. Yeah. He was still in college, if I'm not mistaken.
What do you think about Zeke going to the Patriots?
This is going to be good because we play them this year. So, if he do better than he do this year?
Yes.
Did he do last year? It's going to be some issues because why the fuck you weren't doing that when you playing with us? Not to mention a lot of people done studied the way he run his routes and stuff like that. They know how he is. So they expecting that shit from his ass. But, you know, we're going to be ready for his ass. Yeah. And then you got to think about it. He got to go through Mr. Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a good game. And as far as like our division, all of us did good last year. The Smeagles, the Vagiants, and the Foreskins. We all did good last year. So I'm expecting to see that same turnaround this year because, like, it's still pretty much the same. So I'm expecting to see it. I don't know if you listened to the last episode because that's what we're talking about in going into games. Y'all just go off topic for no reason. But anyway.
First of all.
But, yeah, if y'all listened to the last episode, y'all would hear that my sister in the episode, we're going to the Carolina Panthers game or whatnot. And then I think me and BJ are going to try to catch the Miami Dolphin game.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve or whatnot. And, oh, Lord, his mother is so upset about that. You niggas be okay.
Take it with you.
Huh?
Take it with
Nobody
you.
Need that negativity. Like, she
That'd
is.
That'd be a nice Christmas gift for her.
For what?
Take her to Miami.
For what?
She ain't got to go to the game, but if she wants to.
We don't need no negative. She's like all the haters in the world in one. She is like the biggest hater. And she don't even have a team.
And she's your biggest supporter, too.
Yeah, with us, not no sport in our team. Like, if we lose, she talking shit.
Supposed to.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. If you got a team. I feel like if you got a team, you can pop shit.
Yeah, she only
liked it, Michael Vick.
He was good.
Exactly.
Was good, but
that's what I'm saying, though. But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's the only reason you liked it, football, because of a man.
Don't you?
No, I like football because I like the fucking sport. And the minute takes. But no, I like the shit. You know, like, like I said, ladies, if you're listening, now is not the time. Like I said, I got to repeat it again. I think I did it last episode. Now is not the time to be trying to ask this man, what is this when he watching football? Fix him a sandwich, go sit on your phone, play Monopoly, go with your girls, get your hair done, nails done, whatever the fuck you got to do on Thursdays, Mondays, and Sundays, and Saturdays. Leave that man alone. Shit, you got some bitches that like football too. Leave everybody alone. You don't know football. just go the fuck up about it. They should have, like, you know how they have for Halloween, they have a church for pedophiles, the shit they had to go to. Yeah, you know that?
No, I don't keep up with pedophiles.
So, like, they can't, you know, kids be out trick-or-treating and shit. Right. So, around Halloween, they have a gym or a church or something that all the registered sex offenders and stuff have to go to while the kids are out trick-or-treating and stuff.
Yeah.
So they need to have one of those places for motherfuckers who don't know nothing about football. So, they won't interrupt us and be in our way. Like, none of that shit.
Man, just give them their debit card and let them go to the mall.
I ain't give no shit. If I fought with a nigga that don't like football, that's kind of suspect to me.
Why?
What you mean, why? Every man likes
football. Maybe he likes basketball more than football.
Mm-mm.
Or baseball, or soccer, or something. Football.
Mm-mm.
So he has to like American football. If he don't, if he don't like American football, he's like,
I'm not saying he got to be like a diehard fan like me. He has to have a team, at least a team. And I ain't saying he got to watch every game. He just be like, oh, I had this team since I was little type shit.
But what if he like, okay, what if he like college football more than?
I mean, that's cool. Some people do like college football more than they like NFL.
But what if he don't like NFL at all?
As long as he like college football, that's cool.
But what if he's not a diehard fan?
If he get, people keep up with the college.
Maybe he's just a casual fan. Like,
maybe you talking about negativity. Maybe you find a negative story.
No, I'm just being real.
And I was being real when I said you should fall asleep watching movies.
See, you worry about the wrong thing.
No.
It's dark. It's cold. It's quiet. Ain't that's a perfect time to take a nap, man.
Yeah, that nigga is blanky.
You gonna need a blanket tonight. Because you're talking about this hospital weather up in here. Temperature up in here.
It was 66 degrees here.
What's wrong with that?
Nigga.
Are you cold, BJ? No.
Y'all fat. Turn to me.
I don't know. It should keep you warm.
Wow. No. Nigga, like, for real. I got up last night.
Ass out.
First of all, I didn't have ass out. First of all, you stupid. I got up last night and I walked by the fucking, you know, to go to the bathroom and there's a thermostat. And, like, I got this chill because, of course, the vent's right up under the thermostat.
It should be over there.
And when I tell you, I was sleepy, but I woke up instantly when I seen that shit said 66. It might say 67 now because I surely turned it up a notch. I was like, why? What the fuck? I swear to God, like, why do y'all have it this cold in here?
It's not cold.
What do you mean?
It's not cold.
It is cold.
It's comfortable.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
You can put more clothes on than you can take off.
I wear clothes, though.
So you put more on if you're that cold.
I don't have any clothes here.
Put some socks on.
I be wearing socks.
Wow, you got to put something else on.
I got clothes.
You got a sleeveless shirt on, too. Don't that make you cold?
Nah, I'm not cold right now because I'm not sitting up at an event. And we cooked in here today, so, like, it's not too cold.
Hmm.
Or whatnot. But
later on, when you get comfortable...
I'm going to be wrapped up in
your feet together.
You rub your feet together when you get mad. Everybody like, yes, it's about time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know you're going to go to sleep.
Man, it's about to be some good damn sleep, though. Like,
I had to cut my toenails last night because when I rubbed it.
Cut the sheet?
Yeah. It'll get stuck on the seat. I'm like, oh, shit, cut my toenails.
It claws. So you must have had your toes done since, what's the name? Yeah, I just went and got mine done the other day. That bitch went around the goddamn cuticle part down by my toe and she was scrubbing like I could feel her picking at the stuff and then the bitch had the audacity to spray it with some alcohol. Man, I almost got that bitch in her eyes like dead hell fucking eye, man. Listen, I'm not going back to her. Shit. She was rough.
Man, guess your feet that rush then.
No, first of all, these bitches are suckable. Trust.
Okay.
And believe me. Hey, listen. But yeah, like she hurt me. she was not it.
Still me shit.
Fuck both of y'all. Fuck both of y'all. But so like, did y'all see that damn video with the girl in the romper?
The romper.
The white girl with the cowboy boots on.
Oh, Lord. It sounded like some TikToks, though.
No, it wasn't TikTok. So they were at some type of concert, and the mother was standing there, and some girl started attacking her, and they ended up going inside of a porta potty. And so they fell into the porta potty, and it was another girl. She was trying to break it up, but the other girl, she was in there trying to beat on the goddamn lady. So another lady in a romper comes out. She has on a blue jean romper and some cowboy boots. And she just takes both of them bitches by their hair and drag them out the porta potty and start beating their ass. And then she goes, she gets one on mouth and she goes in there beating her ass. And now mom's standing up now because I heard her when she hitting the girl, she said, keep your hands off my fucking mom. So then she beats the one girl ass and then she goes back over there to the porta potty and she got them two-piece the girl again and she kicked her in the damn face. Then the girl comes out of the porta potty and the mama picks her up and slam on the ground. It's just like, you heard it like that. And she was like, I just did what any daughter would do. I beat their fucking ass.
Good.
So, yeah. So how would you react in that situation if that was your mom getting beat up?
I ain't gonna go punch the girl, but I'm about to grab him, probably slang her off of him or something like that.
Get the fuck off my mom. Yeah. push her down.
Nah, she hit me, punch me or something like that, then it's free reign.
Hell yeah. I'll be hitting my mama like that.
Fuck. And if I see a weapon, then it's free shot.
Pick up one of them bricks like on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Get a bread. Hell nah. I think she did the right thing. Big kudos to her. I think I would have had to beat the motherfucker ass too.
You have to.
That's why I'm so glad I have boys. They're very protective. They're some big ass niggas too.
They are. Y'all with B6'1.
That shit.
They just out it like it
was. Like, you know, remember when they were skinny and little?
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, like they taller than all of us. Like, we gotta look up. Like, you short anyway, Bryce. But y'all gotta look. You gotta look up to them niggas. Like, what the fuck? And then they just big. You know, I just like, Cass still like smallest of the bunch and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah. Kavaya's is 6'2, Common is 6. And Cass is 5'9".
You don't got left behind.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 5'9". And Bo only 15, so he still got some growing to do. Kavaya's is 19. He got a couple more years. You know, they say 21, y'all let his cap. But yeah. Yeah. So I took Cass today to go see his girlfriend. We went by, I don't know if you see my snap, we went by Public so you can go pick up some flowers and whatnot.
Aww.
So this is crazy shit. Now I sat in the car and he was like, I'm gonna come in. I was like, nah, what I need to come in for? Don't you got some money? He was like, yeah, I got the money. I was like, well, what I gotta come in for? So he go in there. I'm like, you don't take that goddamn all the flowers right there. What is he doing? Yeah. He come and got that dough with this look on his face. I'm just, this nigga. Let's see what he gonna say. He was like, I don't see anything. I said, you ain't seen that one. That's why I needed you to come in with me, because I needed you to help me. I said, all right, cool. Get out of the car. I was like, Cass, I don't want to go in. I don't got my clothes on. He was like, I stand in front of you. Don't worry about it. Come on. I was like, nigga, I just don't want to go in the store. So I'm like, come on. So get out the car, go in the store. As we're walking in the store, this nigga says, yeah, they want me to use my pen for my car, but I don't know my pen.
Do this credit then.
This nigga think he got all the sense of the goddamn.
He wants you to use your car.
That
Yeah.
So goddamn, we go over there. I was like, all these damn flowers. They had like a little theme, 3 for $12, whatnot. And then they had one for $16.99. The one we ended up getting one. I mean, $15.99. We ended up getting one for $15.99 because it had like a whole bunch of beautiful, colorful flowers in it, and it had different, and it had roses in it, and it had lilies in there, and carnations, and all kind of shit in it. It was pretty as fuck. So he did that and whatnot. Took him to go see his little girlfriend.
No, they gotta be sweet.
I guess. I said, God damn, I want a man to give me some damn flowers.
Like, you get your weed.
I like weed and flowers.
Which one would you pick? Yeah.
If a man bring it to me, I want him to bring me some flowers.
Which one would you tell him to bring to you first?
Flowers.
But?
I want you to bring me flowers.
Okay.
Because, like, you might get some VAP. And then I'd be mad you got me some garbage-ass weed.
But what if it's fire?
If you going to smoke with me?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. He brings on, you got to smoke.
No, like if it's, if we smoking a weed, and I'm like, oh, that's good. And you was like, well, here you go. You got us. That's cool, because I know you got, but if you got to go get it and bring it back and we ain't smoked it, it might be some garbage.
Yeah.
I need to make sure. Because, like, I've been in situations like that. Motherfuckers show you some fire. Like, I'll be right back. And then come back with goddamn some fucking Reg Miller. Like, don't do that shit.
Right.
And then you just get turned away altogether. But, yeah. But the kids growing the fuck up. Can't believe I got a 19-year-old. In 5 months, I would be big folk. Oh. I'd be like, y'all old asses.
Now you're 40, yeah.
Nigga, you finna turn 40, so.
Soon. Fenty went here, yeah.
December is right around the corner.
It's months away from now.
Four?
Don't worry about all
that. You at the beginning, too, my nigga. You at the beginning of it.
So how about this fat guy hack right here? Try Bowberry Biscuit. And
you seen it.
It's funny. Well,
hold on. Oh, no. I thought you was talking about something. Try what now?
a blueberry biscuit and a Cajun filet. Take the Cajun filet and put it inside of a blueberry biscuit.
Okay, so like I seen this dude on he do videos. He took a sausage biscuit and ate it in a blueberry biscuit.
That's the same video.
Mr. Chimes.
Oh, I didn't watch the whole video. Yeah. I thought I seen just the sausage biscuit. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
He did a bacon, egg, and cheese and put it in the blueberry, and he did a Cajun filet and put it in the blueberry. So did you try?
Who is we?
He showed it to me the next day. I got it and we tried it. That shit was bumping.
Y'all so greedy. We should try it in the morning.
Oh, you got to be at work.
We should try it in the morning.
Yeah, both of y'all.
I mean, and I thought your job don't like you. Why the fuck you're just like, what's the holiday? Is it Labor Day?
Yeah.
See? Labor. That's a damn shame. I ain't no way, like, I'm glad for this little 4-day weekend. I was ready for it, too. I was going to stay home, but I get to the house about 5:45, 6 o'clock. It ain't nobody there. Shit, I took my shower, packed my bag, and got on the fucking highway and came on. Fuck it.
Was it a smooth ride?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's damn near memorized now. Well, sort of, kind of, because, like, when I moved down and I was not leaving from Greenville, I was leaving from a different area. So now I got to, you know, it's different, but I done been back 2 times now since then, so.
No alligators in the road?
Mm-mm. I'm surprised not for the hurricane or whatnot.
They be just walking out once the hurricane came through.
But, I guess so. Like, adults and shit be got down sitting around and all kind of shit. It was, I don't know, it was windy and shit. And, like, to me, it was scary because, you know, down here, we only get, like, the rain and the wind and shit. So it's not really that bad. But down there, them motherfuckers boarding up shit, getting gas for their generators and all type of shit. And I'm like, what the fuck they got going on? And damn it, everybody down there has a fucking boat. Every house that you pass by they have a boat and they have a fucking camper.
Good.
Yeah, I mean.
The house where you at, y'all got a generator too?
Mm-mm. The power went out. I put it on my Facebook post about where we without power.
Yeah, I seen that. How long was it?
30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Look, we didn't know how long it was going to be out. And I said that because I had only had 27% on my phone, so I was letting people know the power was out, and I turned my phone off. And then, like, her mom doesn't stay far from around the corner, so she went to her mom's house. And
left you high and dry?
She asked me if I wanted to go.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, nah, I'm about to go to bed and take me a nap. She was like, and I asked to take my phone. She was like, you don't want your phone? She's like, well, it doesn't matter because you're going to sleep anyway. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Soon as she pulled out the driveway, power came back on. And I was in the middle of washing clothes and shit. I went to go turn the washer back on, turn the dryer back on, popped me something in the oven to eat, took a shower because, you know, the hot water heat and shit, and got out and then shit, ate and watched movies. Oh, then I had made some brownies. I'm so fat. I made some brownies. And I got some vanilla bean ice cream. And I had put some caramel on that shit. Oh, my God. Shit. Yeah, you talking about fat people moment, but
We all have them.
But that shit was good, though. I got to try this blueberry shit, though. Like, actually, now I really want it now. What time you close?
You can tie to, like, one fat guy. Well, fat moment a day.
A day? That's a lot of fat moments.
I mean, he do it every day anyway.
Like, you can do it on a snack jar.
No, I don't. Not at this job. I don't have one. It's a little different this time. I've been basically drinking coffee, but my worker, she leaves it, like, her husband comes to bring her food every single day. Every day. He's there like clockwork at 11:54. She goes to lunch and they eat every single day. Some days I tell her, like, just tell her they'll come and me and her eat, and I'll buy us lunch and shit. And she be like, what I owe you for lunch, girl? I said I was buying lunch. And I ain't buying lunch this month because I ain't getting no bone. Fuck yeah. Hell, we know lunch power. Somebody buy me some motherfucking lunch.
We got some noodles in there.
Oh, my goddamn noodles.
Oh, you do for noodles?
Nah, I ain't got no microwave in my office.
Just boil some water.
I gave it to my kids. I just ain't replaced the motherfucker.
Ooh-wee.
I just ain't replaced the motherfucker. It was old. So
That's... Better go to that pawn shop down the street for y'all and get one.
No, I'm gonna get a new one.
No, you fancy.
What? I mean,
no, I'm getting new stuff.
I buy it and I reverse the money back to myself.
So you're stealing petty cash.
Bitch, it ain't no petty cash. What's that movie? Mom Don't Kill the Babysitter.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
What the fuck?
That's
okay.
Yeah,
that was a good ass movie. That was definitely a fucking classic fucking movie. But yeah, we don't have petty cash at my job. It's not petty cash. Whatever you pay for, you can just reimburse yourself back or whatnot. Yeah. Like I had to reimburse myself back for the fucking for that trip. Boy, bye. I had to reimburse myself back for that trip. It was like, and I'm still pissed off because I can't find one of the receipts. It was like $14 or some shit. But it was like $288 that I had got back to myself from Greenville to Charleston to Beaufort. And then the luggage, 30 deal, 30 back, mm-hmm. was $60. And then my food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and all that back.
Get it all back.
And you know what's down there? The stores, they had, like, they don't really have a mall. They have a mall in Savannah, but they don't have a mall where I'm at. And so, like, it's like some shoe stores and shit right there. They got City Gear? Yeah, City Gear, Hibbit Sports, and stuff right there. No motherfuckers don't have nothing enough for me. I have yet to buy a pair of shoes while I'm down there.
They probably don't care about shoes like that down there.
They ugly as hell, they should.
They used to water, so they gonna get some Crocs or something, probably.
Yeah. They don't got, it's a lot of white people. They say it's black people not far from me or whatnot, but it's a lot of white people where I stay at. Like, cause it's like the retirement place for old white people.
That's what you want.
It's like a...
That's what you want.
What you mean that's what I want?
You'll feel safe and secure. Mm-hmm. You want to be in it around some niggas?
I feel like that. I they look at me like, they go a nigga.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, it's just like...
But your light is getting so like, well, folks probably getting raped anyway, so...
Which was the case, if you look at it. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granny was raped by Mouser.
All I was for.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm almost your team. Your color. Right out there in the sun.
You getting there.
You see it. Yeah. Looking good, y'all. Ooh, yes. Any move.
Not at all.
Fuck you. So, BJ, where are you going on vacation? I know it's coming soon.
It's in November.
You going?
Try. You know how I do.
Yeah. So back out of the last week.
Man, you know. Put the iPhone in to go to trips.
You know, you got to be count, like, if anybody, you going to count on your ass to go. Because
he always say, you're my best friend. One-hearted nigga that fucks you in the end.
Oh, Lord.
Ain't fucking you?
I ain't mean it like that, nigga.
Oh, shit. So, any good TV shows you don't watch lately?
I've been watching The Shy. I've been watching SWAT. I'm on the fourth season.
No, watching.
No, I just started Power Book 4.
Tommy.
Yeah, I just started that.
I've been told you to watch.
I mean, the second season now, because it just started.
But they got, I seen the season finale was about to come out.
No, first episode just started this past week.
Yeah, of what season?
Second season.
Season 2.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm on season 6 of Snowfall, so, on the first episode, so. So don't say nothing, I ain't got it yet.
I can't say shit because I ain't finished it all. I ain't finished The Shia. Shit. I've been watching The Blacklist lately. Mm-hmm. So, like, I didn't even know that was a good ass show. You seen it before?
I heard of it.
I heard of it. And it with,
I don't know the man name. Give me a line. So I
thought the main character, he played the villain in Age of Ultron.
Ultron?
Yeah.
The robot?
Yeah.
The robot is a character in Blacklist?
Yeah.
So there's a robot in Blacklist?
No, fool, the main character, he did the voice for Ultron.
That's what you should have said.
That's what I said.
You said he played a robot.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
That the voice. We didn't know what you mean. We didn't know what you mean.
Gosh, you didn't know you high.
I didn't finish the whole damn thing, so I'm not completely high.
Eyes are red.
I'm a little sleepy. I've been crying.
You forced us to do this.
You laughing when you're supposed to be on my side and say, no, you said let's record pricing.
He came out the room saying, like, oh, we're recording?
And then he was like, okay. Like, a motherfucker like, you want to hunt? You want to?
Raggy?
Well, we was in here talking earlier about cars and shit. And we was like, it's two main things. So what do you think is two main things that's important on a car?
Shit.
Damn.
He's back.
And we have BJ. We know you was coming back. Cause where is BJizzle when you can get him?
The sound system, me.
Because that's what something that you like. And what else? Two things.
Make sure you have good knowledge.
Okay.
We'll be considered good knowledge.
I mean, it don't take a lot of gas to when you like do maybe a road trip.
But you don't even drive no way. You always fly somewhere.
That's besides the point.
No, it's not. Majority of your miles on your car come from me, probably.
Yeah.
And mama. Yeah, like you haven't put any miles on. That's why you should just give it to me. Whatever. Anyway, Brent, so what about you? What are two things
that can you get in and out of a corner blue?
My nigga. And what else?
A good gas mileage.
Yeah, that's the same shit. Can I fit in this motherfucker? Yeah. So like I was telling him, I'm like, it's two things that they should really make sure that it's good for cars. One that is for, because like majority of the fucking America is a beast. So I'm like, it's a lot of fat motherfuckers.
Mm.
And it's a lot of fat motherfuckers driving small ass cars too. But I guess this is affordable than the big ass cars. But they need to make sure that the seats are comfortable and can fit wide people, and that the seats can recline so we can fucking. Cause what? You got to be able to have sex in the car. Y'all don't have car sex?
I had before.
How many years ago? Picture this, Sicily, 1982. But yeah, like
a minute.
Mm, need to get out there more. Would you be interested in going on a blind date?
Ain't
nobody a
hoe like you.
Oh, shout it, bitch. Bye. Mm-mm. I am not a whore. I am single. Been single for 10 years. And I mind my business, stay in my own lane. I don't fuck with nobody. Well, what's the next thing? I masturbate and I fuck with myself. Get down, y'all. They're coming for me.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to end this episode because I didn't dare. Definitely looking for me. I think that's why I came down here, guys. That's why I came down here because I got them. I smacked this old lady. Oh, you fucking snitch. It's motherfuckers that's doing that shit for real, though. Motherfucker got there. A lot of that bitch would go tell the police the truth. Like,
I seen
that. Make that shit make sense. Yeah. Like, how do you do that shit? But motherfuckers ain't got no type of loyalty any goddamn ways now. Days, motherfuckers just got hidden agendas and all kind of shit. Me and my son was talking on the way over here earlier, and we was talking about marriage and shit. He was like, "Ma, do you want to get married?" And I was like, Cass. And I was like, "Nah, I don't think I want to get married." He was like, "Why?" I was like, "Motherfuckers got hidden agendas. Like they with that bullshit. If the motherfucker just be real and tell you what they want, then it's cool." And then again, it's like with me, I be thinking motherfuckers have common sense, and they really don't have common sense. And then it'd just be a total bummer because, like, they say common sense ain't so common, so whatever. But
people don't have common sense, though.
They don't, because some people.
And that's what a lot of people have in common, and I haven't common sense.
I'm good.
I don't want to have that in common with people.
Like, oh, but I want to stand the fuck out. But like I said, I'm good with being single. Fuck that shit. Like,
I understand that.
What you say?
Huh?
My stomach, what?
I said, ain't that one was standing out.
I got a stomach. Did you say my stomach standing out, nigga? Yeah. No, you didn't with that long ass lip. Fuck you,
boy. At least my mustache better than your
whole. Bitch. And I still pull a bitch and a nigga. What about you? Single. And left, you went from the left to the right.
That's okay.
No, it ain't. You lonely. Oh, trying to cover my stomach. Don't worry about it. I got a little bit of fubu, but that's okay. He gonna lift it up and eat it anyway. Put it on his head. What? Shit. They like it any goddamn way. They say they don't. They don't. But they do.
They do.
Yeah, they definitely be. Like, the crazy thing is, it's a whole bunch of undercover fat lovers.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is ridiculous. Like, my son, the oldest one, he was, you know, a little conceited, not conceited, but he was a little self-conscious about his weight and whatnot, this and third. But I was like, dude, fat people winning. If he wasn't my child, I would have showed him my inbox. The fat people winning. Like, for real, they definitely be in my inbox. If they not on my fucking picture liking shit, they're definitely in my inbox. Definitely. I ain't gonna know that.
It's like, you know, hey, everybody wants to try one, but they don't want to be seen with one.
That part.
Oh.
Like, make it make sense.
They're not.
Like, you got to make, like, you can't just come over to bring me food and fuck me. We got to go.
That's what you did.
I want to go out.
And be seen in public?
Yes.
Why? But y'all not together.
No, then I'm not going to fuck. We're not fucking.
What you want something to eat?
You can bring me food. I got customers to bring me food all the time.
What if he's trying to bring you some food, but you know he's trying to get it in too?
He can give me some head and go about his business.
You do that too. Might even eat your ass too.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
You won't turn it down? What if you pull the dick out while you're at
it? Hey. That's rape.
It's not rape if you have an orgasm.
It is. It's rape. It's stupid too. What the fuck is wrong with you? But no, nah. You pull your dick out. That's that, like.
If you got your ass out?
He asked for it. I didn't ask for that dick.
But you conceded to do it, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you have to tell a motherfucker what you want up front. If a nigga tell me, hey, I want to taste you this and third, cool. But if you don't say, I want a goddamn taste you and give you this Peter, then I'm only expecting for you to taste me. So when I come over there and you think you finna put that condom on and get some, and I'd be like, oh shit, my son want me. You walk up with the fuck.
So, like, you've been chilling with a guy. Has he ever just pulled his dick out on you?
Any guy?
Anybody.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
If it depends on the situation. Like,
y'all done fucked and everything before, but y'all just sitting there chilling, whatever, watching TV, whatever y'all doing, bam, he just pulled your dick out.
Then I know it's time to have sex.
Okay. So you ain't got no problem with that?
I mean, if we done already had sex and shit before, yeah. But if we hadn't had sex and he pulled his dick off, I'm asking what the fuck wrong with him.
Right.
Because, like, you just... Because I feel like then you do that to everybody.
What if he sent you dick pics and you sent him something back, too?
I'm not sending you nothing.
Why? You're not that type of person?
I am that type of person.
What do you usually send?
What?
I'm just asking.
What do I usually send?
Yeah.
Vagina pics. Tit pics. Like, pics of my fingers when it's wet. Shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, sticky fingers. That's what it is. Sticky. <That's all right.
laughs> Yeah, I shouldn't be hearing this.
Says the wolf with a pocket pussy in a drawer.
Like, you done that before, Bryce? Well, just pull my dick out.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a girl I used to mess with, and we were sitting there chilling. I had some basketball shorts with no drawers on. I just pulled it out.
And she sucked it?
Yeah, we fucked. Yeah, because we don't fuck before, so it wasn't no big deal. I think I just wanted something at that time. A cow or something.
Yeah, well, you hoarded, you wanted, you wanted.
Yeah.
Like, shit, well, I don't give a fuck. Where is it? Like, let's get it.
Let's get it.
I think that's the thing with me. I got to find somebody that's with that shit. Like, because, like, if I'm at work and horny, I'm like, hey, come up to the job right quick. So, you know what I'm saying? And if you're not with that shit, then, like, I feel like you boring. Not saying that you boring. Maybe you be scared to get a ticket or whatnot, but cool. Like, we pay
you
the shit.
Grown, too, so you got to, like, maybe when you're young, you might use shit like that. Now it's like, we older.
I don't know. If I'm in that office by my damn self, like, turn off the lights. And light again, dude. But, like, why not? Like, sometimes you got to be spontaneous and shit. Like, you can't just be a... Like, I think that's why most people get cheated on and shit, because they don't, like, be open to different things and shit. It's certain shit I'm open to and certain shit I'm not open to. You know, put it like that. Especially, oh, it's this party that is that they have it. I'm thinking about going to
the sex party, toy party, or something.
It's not a toy party. It's swingers like party. It's called. Yeah, I think it's a swingers party. It's like it's called like minded events or whatnot. Mm. And it's like it starts at 8. Doors close at 10. You can't have your cell phones. And then
it's a fucking party
after 10. You have to change it to like sexy lingerie.
Y'all fucking up in there.
But they say you can fuck if you want to. If you can't, you can't smoke in there and you can't drink. So if I go probably like at 9:45 because after you can't get in after 10. So I go in at like 9:45 and fill out the shit, see if I see anybody in there worth giving me head and then leave. I don't think about going. Y'all wanna go? First of all, if y'all motherfuckers go to goddamn Dominican Republic, y'all can go to this damn shit.
I mean, I know do the DJs that them type of events, they usually have it in North Carolina and stuff.
Yeah.
Because we was in a group on Facebook and they be saying they be having those type of parties and stuff. But we never went.
Would y'all go to a party like that?
Mm.
Would you be scared too?
I don't know. I just ain't never thought about nothing like that before.
I mean, now it's time to think about it. It's coming up soon.
This nigga.
I'm just saying. Like, fuck around and meet your freak. Never know.
Mm-hmm. Then Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. I was thinking about going, but my biggest fear is going and that motherfucker seeing somebody. Of course, it's going to be people in that bitch. I know. Of course, I know this shit. Like, that's not my biggest fear. My biggest fear is going there and smelling a whole lot of ass.
You're going to smell that.
That's my
I know, right?
That's my biggest fear, that you're just going to smell a whole lot of, because, like, a lot of people don't know how to clean properly. So, like, it's going to be a lot of ass smelling there.
It's going to be a lot of nickiness up in there.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're going to have lingerie and shit on, so, like.
Yeah.
Is they going to have different rooms, or is it just going to be out in the open?
That I don't know.
That's why I asked you to be out in the open.
Yeah.
All she want to do was
you
get
gonna be walking by and somebody fucking and everyone knows other people fucking.
Somebody getting head.
Getting plowed and all that shit.
Watch my to dumb your ass.
Come out with shit on your finger. But you're like, that's that. I don't know. We only live once. I mean,
it's gonna be hard now.
What you talking about is totally different.
Yeah. Same concept over there.
But you pay over there. That's free.
You got to pay there too, probably.
I mean, you got to pay to get in.
So you
paying. But you don't have to pay to have sex with me. These people are willing and want to come up to you and touch your titties. And
what if a dude 6'5", come out of dick swinging and he like, hey, mama, what's up?
Have a good day. Fuck that. I didn't like you got the, I wasn't able to push my kids out, so like it's not gonna fit. Go somewhere else.
You might just let me ease it in.
Mm-mm. Good shit.
You gotta try something.
What? I will not. Motherfucker, come up with size of your microphone. Crazy as hell. I can take Bryce's microphone before I can say your microphone. It's just not.
You can't take Brent Zilla.
No. No.
How you know his dick?
Huh?
How you know his dick?
You're poor, son.
Okay. I know.
The fuck? I watch porn. Like, for real? Like, dude, Bryce, how long does it take you to find a porn?
Depends on what time it is. It depends if he's on his way home or.
Goddamn.
If I got some time, I'm going to take some time to search and find something.
Yeah. It's crazy because I had posted it on my fucking Snapchat. I was like, fucking 10 minutes of finding porn, just 30 seconds of pleasure. That shit is fucking ridiculous. Yeah, okay. It's over with so soon. And then, like you say, you look at this shit like, why am I watching this?
Right.
But it's like, you got to find something to get yourself. Like, but so, like I said, sometimes I use fucking memories and shit too. Flashbacks.
I can't do that.
I can.
I be doing that shit at work. I be at work just working and shit just be popping up. Like, God, like, yeah. Uh-huh. I be wearing sweatshorts and stuff like
man,
that.
Man, listen, be got there. Oh shit, what he doing? Come home this weekend, motherfucker. Eat ass. Some shit like that. But hell yeah. But I'm just so glad that football is back on. That's like the main shit, because like nothing's on TV at all.
Yeah. I guess we're going to wrap this up.
Because yeah. BJ got a shit.
You know what I mean? That's what we're going to do.
Really? Look, we keep it real around this motherfucker. Raw and uncut. But yeah, we really didn't have shit to talk about. We was just glad that Bryson decided to come back on. So we just decided to update y'all with all the bullshit.
Yeah, Bryson, we love you, man.
There you go.
You know we'll do anything for you.
Give me some money then.
Huh?
That's all right. Give some money to my aunt. And think you heard you. That's like when I be like, let me get that CRV. What your mommy say? If you can hunt, you can heal. If you can hunt, you can heal. But we do have another episode that's going to come out probably like in about 2 or 3 weeks, y'all. And it's going to be a good one. We just got to do a little brainstorming on it.
Right.
Appreciate the love and all the listeners. And we do have a TikTok page now. I've been posting little clips and stuff of
we got a lot of likes. Did you see
episodes and stuff?
Look at them.
Hopefully, I could get Bryson to do some skits with me. I could get my sister. But
I do skits for Bryson. Bryson can just be record us because,
yeah,
like, yeah, he can record us and whatnot.
Yeah, BBT Raw and Uncut on TikTok. But you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, FM. Player.
Mm-hmm. we ain't on Pornhub yet. Well, if we go to this damn party, we can be on Pornhub. Oh, shit. No, we can't because we can't take our phone in there. Mm. You got a little small device that records shit, don't you?
No. Mm. You really?
What'd you say?
I said his penis. And that's small. Whatever, nigga.
How you like to see mine?
Long story.
Oh, we got two. Come on, right? That's right.
Tina.
The sperm. Cleveland. Oh, yeah. Anyway, welcome back, Bryson. Listen to us. We are the funniest motherfuckers you ever know. I'm Shanez.
And inspirational quote.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We do say some inspirational shit.
Y'all didn't do one last episode?
Did we?
I thought we did.
Yeah, we did do one.
You said something funny.
Oh, yeah. Mm. So, Bryson, say something serious. You know, you're the serious one out the bag.
There you go. Always be about a bag.
What?
Always be about a bag so that way you can be a G.
In other words, be BJ. Bad.
Really?
But you always about your bag.
But B-A-G.
You said
B-A-G.
Okay.
Always be about a bag so you can be a G.
That's what's up.
Anyway, I'm Shanez.
BJ.
Horizon. Next generation.